Hi.
Hi, my name is Kay. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Yes, ma'am. This is she. My name is Kay Ann.
Okay, I need to advise you. This call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
I was trying to file an unemployment claim online, and it won't let me go through.
Okay, I can file it for you. I just need your Social Security number.
It is 424-175-687.
And you said your name is?
K-Ann Pugh, P-U-G-H.
Okay, Ms. Pugh, would you give me your driver's license number, please?
5280536.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Harper, H-E-R, I'm sorry, H-A-R-P-E-R.
And your date of birth?
7/24/68.
Okay, I'm going to open up unemployment claim form, and I just need you to answer the questions on the claim form.
Okay.
Have you worked on another name?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked on another Social Security number?
No, ma'am.
Has your name changed?
No, ma'am.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Okay. And that driver's license was issued in the state of Alabama and it's 5280536, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
If you are
5280. Okay. I'm just making sure you had the number right.
5280536.
Yes.
If you approve for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer, direct deposit or a benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Okay. Do you want it to go to a checking account or savings account?
Checking account.
Mm-hmm. And it has to be a traditional bank. It cannot be Chime, PayPal, or cash account. Can you give me your routing number and your bank account number, please?
Yes, ma'am. The routing number is 26-22-83-908.
Okay, so that was 262-283-908, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your account number?
It is 122-000-288-862.
Okay, so I got 122-0002-88-862. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your mailing address?
It is 101 Veterans Parkway, Lot 140, Opelika, Alabama, 36801.
Mm-hmm. Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Is 334-610-6354 a good contact number for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So your mailing address is 101 Veterans Parkway, Lot 140, Opelika, Alabama, 36801, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. The first question, which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? 2203, C. the Terrace, Bentley, Marketing Sales, Norton Vile Pharmacies, none of the above.
None of the above.
Okay. What kind of Alabama license plate has been on your 1996 Chrysler Sebring, disabled veteran, military honor, recreational vehicle, vanity? I've never been associated with this vehicle.
At once there was a vanity tag on it, but I don't have that car.
Okay. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? JVP Industries, Messer and Associates, Walnut Hill School, Whatever Collections, none of the above.
Messer and Associates.
Okay. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, I don't know what that is.
It's a trade reassessment assessment.
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of. No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
Okay, and are you filing on the same employer you had before?
No.
Okay, and what was the last day that you worked?
Family Dollar.
And what was the last day that you worked?
The 7th, last okay. Wednesday.
Okay, 12/7/2022.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And has your phone number changed?
Since, yes.
Okay.
But the new one you've got, the
okay.
610 number.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Since this past Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Other than having the flu, no, ma'am.
Okay, so it says, in other words, since Sunday, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Not this Sunday, no.
Okay. If conditions exist that prevent or restrict you from working on a job for which you are applied, benefits can be denied until such time that you can provide proof that you are able to work. And so then it gives a drop-down box where you can give us the reason why you are unable to work.
The flu.
Okay.
Stomach virus flu, but, you know, I'm getting over that.
Okay. So do you work for yourself on a business? Or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
And
I wish
you,
I did.
Are you currently registered to attend school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available to work all shifts in your trade or occupation?
Just morning shifts.
Okay.
Until I don't have headlights, so I can't work after dark.
Okay. So it says, in order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be able and willing to accept work during the hours, days, and shifts normally worked in the trade or industry for which your past experience training qualifies you. You are not required to be available for all shifts unless persons working your trade or occupation would normally work all shifts. And so again, it gives you a drop down box so you can give the reason. And you said that you do not have any headlights, so you can only work days until that's fixed, right?
Right. And I don't see well at night, but that's why I do morning.
Okay. So days are preferred.
Yes.
Okay. Have you applied for, are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Do you get work through a union?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
And what was your job title?
Assistant manager.
Of what kind of business?
Retail store.
Okay. Is that the kind of work you're looking for?
Well, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Or either, you know, clerical and either one.
Which one would you prefer?
Retail.
Okay. All right. And what company were you working for?
Family Dollar.
Okay. And do you have a phone number for them?
Not in my brain, I don't.
Okay,
but
can you look it up?
Hold on just a minute, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't hang up. Hold on.
Okay. Too much sugar in my diet.
All right, you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
It is 334-275-3818.
Okay, 334-275-3818.
Yes, ma'am.
And when did you start working with them?
I want to say September, the beginning of September.
Of this year?
August. Uh-huh.
Okay. And was it the beginning of September, middle, or end of September?
Yes, the beginning.
Okay.
Okay, they had me on schedule August 30th, but I think that's when but I didn't start until September.
Okay. And what city and state were you working in?
Opelika, Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working for them?
Because I left Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one that stands up there for 9 to 9.5 hours a day by myself. Nobody's ever in the store.
Mm-hmm.
But that day I had to leave because I was I have to ring up customers and all that. And I'm up there throwing up. And had diarrhea real bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was on the schedule, but the woman has taken me off and will not speak to me.
Okay, so Have you received discharge papers from them, or you just
That
assume
pretty
you no
much.
longer work for them?
I'm not, because on the schedule, there's no schedule for me anymore.
Okay.
And she said she would let me know like 4 days ago, and she's not let me know anything, and she will
Okay.
not take my call.
And so they didn't give you a reason. They just took you off the schedule.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
When you're the only one there, I know what they expect you to do. I'm not going to stand up there. You know, I'm even tempted about the labor board on them, but right now I just need, some money coming in like I had. I have a child. Okay. Right. So, do you want to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal income tax? Could I change that option in the future, or do I
If you
just
don't want
need to
it
pick
taken
now?
out of your weekly benefits, you can report it on your when you report your taxes.
Okay, well then let me just not take it out right now.
Okay. I'm going to give you a 4-digit PIN number, and then I'm going to read the closing statement. It's going to give you information you need to know and instructions you should follow. The PIN number is 8768.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in their website at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-7566. 4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. So, Ms. Pugh, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Call Center. You have a great day. Bye.
Thank you, ma'am. You do the same.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right.